I just want to leave that I had a great personality. Over this past year, I've really changed personality, I believe. So that's what I want to leave behind, that because again, not everybody's perfect in this world, but I just want to leave behind that I'm a true down-to-earth person if you really get to know me.
What is up, guys? Welcome back to Wrestling Tacos, Wrestler of the Week. I'm Franco, Annie, and today we are joined by previously Drew Who, who is now Drew Dread.
What's going on, guys? Happy to be here.
We start off with our icebreak questions, just to get to like know you a little more and break the ice, pretty much. You want to start off?
Yeah. What's your favorite band right now?
Right now? And I just listen to like a bit of old music, kind of. I guess you consider that old music, but I listen to a variety of songs, not much particular bands. But if I had to choose one, it would definitely just be Linkin Park. I mean, you can't top. I mean, in your my opinion, you can't really top Linkin Park. But there's like a variety. You know, there's so much songs from Linkin Park I just kind of listen to daily still. But yeah. Linkin Park, definitely.
That was my scene era in like the 2000s, mid 2000s and early, older. That was literally what I lived on, was Linkin Park, 3 Days Grace, and Papa Roach were like the three main.
Oh, okay. That reminds me of SmackDown versus Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing you collect.
Ooh.
The weirdest thing I collect. Well, I wouldn't say it's weird, but like I kind of stopped for a little bit, but I would collect a lot of pop figures. They're in my closet. I have like 40 of them, but I don't feel like bringing them all out. I like wearing hats, particularly like vintage hats, like from like the 80s and 90s. Kind of like the big fan of the rope kind of hats. So yeah, I have a lot. They're pretty much right here to this side, and I have some right here. I have this website I go to, and yeah.
What lines of Funko Pops do you get?
Like characters or shows, or what do you mean?
Yeah, there's like the different TV shows, the wrestling, and different lines like Disney and all that.
Oh yeah, it's a variety of everything. I love the Call of Duty series. So like I have like a Captain John Price one that I love. I have a Master Chief one. Like I have, I'm a big fan of Stranger Things, but like I only like Hopper. You know what I mean? So I Major League, the movie, I have Wild Thing. Yeah, it's just a lot of stuff. I have a couple ones that are very like rare to me, and I've researched it. So I have like a gold White Ranger, Power Ranger one, Bubble Fit one, you name it. I mean, I have like Obi-Wan Kenobi ones, Anakin Skywalker. But yeah, it seems like I see like something rare that I feel like it's going to be rare in the future. I just get on it instead of it being like $50 a pop. You know, comes up to $10 when this comes out at first. So yeah,
he's like us when it comes to our holy grails. I have one holy grail we kept out of our whole when we started selling off a lot of ours is an Elvira Chase, and she's a glow in the dark Chase.
Okay.
And it's going on three, 4 years. So it's back there, and every time he's like, "Oh, you're gonna sell it?" I was like, "Mm-mm."
Oh no! Yeah,
I love Elvira, so that's like one of my favorite Mistress of the Dark. So I have to keep her.
Nice.
favorite wrestler growing up?
Oh, that's tough because I have like two of them that it's hard for me to choose between them. But if I had to choose just one, it'll be AJ Styles.
Oof.
I'm not afraid to admit that because I literally when I joined, you know, wrestling or when I was talking about it a lot growing up, I would never stop talking about AJ Styles. That dude was, you know, the first person I ever watched growing up. And then after that, I know you're a fan of him, Shawn Michaels. Shawn Michaels was my other one.
See how he said AJ Styles first and then he went into Shawn?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love AJ Styles, man. I know I was into an interview that you did with Chaos Theory, I think. And you're talking about you started watching TNA, which I was like, man, I've never heard anybody say they started watching TNA when they got into wrestling. It's always WWE, WCW, WWF, and all that. But yeah, man, that was a good time to get into it with AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Daniels, Kazarian.
That's when I used to like, you know, press the record button on the DVR because, I don't know. There's just something about Styles, you know, Daniels, Kazarian, like you just said, Samoa Joe. I can go on and on. Even Matt Morgan, you name it, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Those guys just spark something. And I got into WWE a little bit later, but yeah, it was definitely TNA.
Yeah, dude, I forgot about Matt Morgan. Matt Morgan's like a mayor, I think, of some city.
What? That's crazy, but yeah.
So today's Valentine's Day when this is going up, but we're already done asking those questions. Next holiday is St. Patty's Day. So what's your go-to drink to celebrate St. Patty's Day?
Oh, now, I drink, but I haven't – I don't like, you know, I don't can cuss on this, but I don't get, you know, shit face. But man, honestly, just a couple of shots of Crown Royal would be pretty good.
All right.
I'm not going to lie. I'd rather do that than just, you know, chill and just drink for an hour straight. I'd rather just take a couple of shots and enjoy the night.
By chance, have you watched the Leprechaun movie?
Oh, like the originals?
Yeah, the originals.
Oh, dude, growing up, I was like heavily involved with horror movies and like kind of in other people's opinions, like crappy horror movies. And dude, I love Leprechaun. The first one was obviously the OG with Jennifer Addison, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Second one was good. The third one was all right. It's just the funniest one I've seen. I mean, it's obviously Leprechaun in the Hood. Ghost of the
Hood. We were talking about it too because we were trying to figure out a good question. And I said, okay, well, let me ask him, does the Leprechaun really belong in the hood or if it doesn't he? And he's like, I don't even know if he knows those movies. So I looked at him, I was like,
oh no.
Man, I love the movies.
Yeah, I get mistaken for that because, yeah, I'm young, right? I'm like only 22 years old, but I know a lot of movies and I've seen a lot of movies just because of my cousin was involved with horror and I would just literally just watch Michael Myers when I was like 5, you know, like I would just watch all those movies, you know, all those even Tremors. Ever heard of Tremors?
Yeah.
You have, I have it.
Dude, I love those movies. Yeah.
Any Tremors?
I haven't seen Tremors. No, pretty I have good. Not. Wow. I need saw to it back in school. What?
Yeah. They let us watch it in school in like a history class.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you went to one of those good schools.
No, we were in the hood. Oh, so like,
whatever. Saw a leprechaun there.
All righty. What's your favorite quote you live by?
Favorite quote I live by. That's pretty tough because I love, you know, I follow a lot of social media accounts where they just post random quotes, motivational quotes. And there's just so many, but if I had to choose, there's also a lot of I like from Conor McGregor that I love. He's another one of my role models. I don't care what he's been through. He's legit, dude. But man, there's just one, I think it's something like, I'm cocky in prediction. I'm confident in preparation, but I'm always humble whether it's victory or defeat. That is like, yeah, I really love that one because growing up, like if I'm really passionate about something, yes, I've been told I can get a little bit of cocky, but like that's because I feel like I can do this, you know, I'm mentally prepared. So that's why that quote really stuck out to me.
I like it. We're going to the food questions. I forgot to tell you earlier whenever we started this. But the last question is the most important question, as you know. I'm sure you're very prepared for it. You watched our interviews. But this is the second to the last question. What's your favorite type of donut?
Favorite type of donut.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of forgot about that question. favorite type of donut? Kind of like in the basic. Like I like the just a chocolate glazed donut. There's sometimes I just get a chocolate glazed donut with sprinkles on top. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I love Krispy Kreme donuts. God, they're amazing. It's really sad how I've eaten like I think one day four, and that was really depressing. but yeah, just chocolate glaze, honestly, is fine.
Honestly, every time we go to San Antonio, he knows I have to stop at a Krispy Kreme's like every single time because we don't have one here in Corpus. We had one, but we didn't make it, so it got closed. And unfortunately, now I have to make either the drive to San Antonio or the drive to like McAllen or Mission in order to get me my donuts. And you know what? It's okay because it makes the trip worthwhile to do that. But next question is the most important question that will either continue the interview or we just shut down the interview now. In-N-Out or Whataburger?
Ah, come on. I mean, I'm not hesitating, but it's easily Whataburger. Easily Whataburger. In-N-Out, I've only had like three times since it's been here in San Antonio. And In-N-Out, there was maybe one time out of three times I was like, all right, that was good. But the other two times it's like the fries were cold or the meat didn't taste right. But that one particular time I was like, okay, it's good. But no, Whataburger hands down. You gotta go. The go to is a patty melt.
Oh,
patty melt, God. Down that thing.
I'll be in the mood for patty melt though.
I always eat patty melts. It's always either I change it up from a patty melt to like chicken strips. It kind of varies on my day, or we'll get the same thing usually, which is like a double meat. But patty melt's always what I go with.
Patty melt with some spicy ketchup.
Bet. Have you tried the new spicy ketchup that they have?
Yes, I have actually. And I was not going to lie, I was pretty shocked because it kind of tastes the same to me. Not going to lie. It felt like it did, unless I was just like really tired or I didn't care. But I was like, why does this taste the same? I was like, whatever. So I just opened the other like regular black spicy ketchup and I just the same thing. So it's like,
But I honestly, I thought it had a different taste to it. Like it felt a little bit different. Like it didn't feel normal what I'm used to for like already going on like 2-3 years that they've had it. So like when I tried it, I was like, I don't know about this. And I did the same exact thing you did. I just put it aside, open up the regular spicy ketchup. And I was like, okay, that was fun to dip my fingers in it. And that was pretty much it.
That was it for icebreak questions. This one's more of a bonus question. Three wrestlers you would say inspired your character, whether it's your in-ring character or your character.
I mean, the first two I listed earlier is AJ Styles and Shawn Michaels, and I was a huge fan even before his little, you know, pipe bomb thing. I was a huge fan of Punk's. I don't know what it was. Like as a kid, I just enjoyed his like straight edge society segments. I don't know what it was. Like, I'm not saying I enjoyed him shaving people's heads off. It's just I enjoyed his realism.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of like being, being like a funny character or a normal, I guess, WWE superstar, I just enjoyed his realism.
I was a fan of Punk during the Straight Edge Society stuff. It was always fun seeing him, what he did and everything. I remember, who did he shave? Was it Luke Gallows and then Serena? Yeah, Serena Deeb. I enjoyed that character, and then I think I liked him a little bit whenever he was in ECW, but he didn't draw me in fully until the straight edge.
Yeah, most definitely.
Then, of course, his pipe bomb and all that made it more, but...
Oh, yeah. I was a huge mark for his when that happened.
So let's start from the beginning. You said you watched TNA when you were growing up. What got you into it? What made you say you're going to pursue this?
Realistically just watching it nonstop. And then it was one of those things where I was like, I can see myself doing this. It wasn't just it was kind of like a force. It was forced to happen. Like I just fell in love with it. I wasn't that person, honestly, that I have a brother. We weren't playing play fighting like every other story most people have, where they have a trampoline in the backyard. I never had any of that stuff. It's just, I just kept watching it countlessly every night religiously. that's pretty much it. At the age of around, I think it was like 15, I was like, oh, I'm doing this. Like, because at that time, you have these counselors and your parents and teachers telling, what are you gonna do for your career? And I would just say wrestling, and it was kind of crickets. But yeah.
Was there like a certain match or a certain person, certain like moment that clicked that, I'm doing this for sure?
There was many matches. One of them easily, Christopher Daniels versus Samoa Joe and versus AJ Styles.
Oh yeah.
Their triple threat match they had was perfect. And then another one that stood out to me was Shawn Michaels versus Cena. At I think it was like 2 weeks after they main evented WrestleMania 23. It was like a brawl, and it was really big match. I think it was overseas. But yeah, there's numerous matches that really stood out to me. So.
And how did you come into stumble upon Hybrid? Because that's where you got your start, your training.
Yeah. That's funny because when I graduated. It's been 5 years I graduated, but when I graduated high school 5 years ago, I had made up my mind I was gonna do this. I didn't know where to start, so I did all my research, and around summer of 2017, I came upon Funaki's dojo, because he used to have a dojo here in San Antonio, and I didn't know much about it. I just showed up to some workout place where he worked out. Excuse me. And I emailed him. At the time, he was still traveling. So he even told me straight up, I'm not really going to be here as much, but I can help you train at least once a week. So I was like, damn, once a week? At that time, I was very motivated. I wanted to do more of it pretty much every day. So I did more research, and I went like hard Google. And that's when Hybrid came up. It wasn't so much on Google. It's more like, Facebook link. So that's where I came across Hybrid. It was not the building they're at now. It was just one ring, five students, including, it was just, it was just Chris Marvel. And at the time it was Richie, Ruben Steele, Brandon Vice, Kiki Vibes. And man, I think that's it. So I joined September, I think it was, of 2017. So I was with those guys from like day one. So I'm very fortunate to be like an OG. So yeah.
That's wild. 2017, five students, mm-hmm. and where they're at now. It's absolutely.
Yeah.
Insane. I was always under the impression that your class was like Crowley, Casey, Maddie. That's why I thought you had started off with not Richie, Brandon.
No. Yeah, my class was Maddie and David. That was my class, like a small class, whatever. But yeah, I started off with them. I think Brandon had just joined like months before I did. And Kiana was there for like a year, I think. And Richie, he's been there since it opened up. But yeah, we kind of started around the same time, and around early, maybe mid 2018. That's when David kind of joined. I'm trying to remember like when they actually joined, but yeah, my class was Maddie and David, and then later on was Crowley, Casey, Trinidad, Jesse James, Garrison. I don't forget anybody. I think that's it.
Damn.
Hybrid's the place to be, man. Hybrid just produces stars after star.
Oh, yeah. That's the way I look at it. There's no like you just said, there's stardom everywhere that came out of Hybrid. So it's just growing and growing.
It keeps on going and keeps on getting bigger and bigger. Like anytime we talk to anybody that asks us like what our favorite promotions are as of anytime our conversations happen, it's usually either our home promotion and then Hybrid. Like literally we tell them, if you want a good school to go to Hybrid. Like they put on amazing stuff. They care. They really do take the time and dedication to care for their students and give them a platform to set them up for success, which is like absolutely amazing. I mean, this past weekend we went to a Hybrid show. Mm-hmm. When this airs, it will be already. Some of their matches will be up on YouTube, and they had former NXT stars, former WWE stars. They had a. Ooh, New Japan, I'm missing Ring of Honor. Like they're giving these students, you know, people that been in the ring for so many years, just to give them that kind of practice and prepare themselves for their next step, wherever it may be, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So, I could be wrong on this, but your first character was Drew Who?
Yes.
Okay. How'd you come up with the character, the gimmick, and all that, and the start?
See, that's pretty funny because when I was at Hybrid, 2018, we would have promo classes with Ricardo Rodriguez when he was one of our trainers at the time, and you know, not gonna lie, everybody was like, we just want to just wrestle, you know, but like. We needed promo class. no disrespect to anybody, but we needed promo class. but no, that's where I was very into it. I was like, oh, hell yeah, we can do promo class. Oh, I got this. And I remember one night he was like, all right, tomorrow night we're going to have promo class. I want you to come in with the promo fully ready and character or mood, whatever. Just say what you feel like. I was like, hell yeah. So I went straight punk mode, you know, I went kind of realism mode, dark mode, and I just kept saying who a lot. I didn't intend on saying who a lot. I just kept on saying who a lot. And that's when they were like, you should just call yourself Drew Who. Like, literally, that's how I became Drew Who, because I just kept mentioning who over and over again in my promo. So, it's pretty anticlimactic story, but like that's how literally how I came up with for the name. So I just went with it, honestly.
I thought you were saying your favorite movie was How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and
stop. That would have been funny, but no. Nah. Stop with the Who girl. hey, I love the Grinch though. I can quote that movie any day.
So now we know how Drew Who came about. You literally took the meaning new year, new me for for this year. You did a whole, I guess, blackout screen, did loading, and we waited, and we got what we anticipated was honestly the best revamp that I've seen. Drew Dredd is now what you are, and we saw you this past weekend at RCW for their 20th anniversary, and honestly, in the ring, you look good. The gear is like literally like chef's kiss, beautiful. why the change?
To be honest, like I don't have an actual like lengthy, long answer why. It's just I was just not having fun with the Who character at all. Towards the end of it, I guess you could say. When I started, yeah, it was great, but how I came about, I love the 80s vibe, the futuristic vibe, cyberpunk vibe. Never played the video game, but I just love the Blade Runner, the Dread movie, RoboCop. So I kind of put all those together, basically. And you know, I don't want to get a little serious here, but like, and it seems like November and December was not like the best months of my life, not gonna lie. So I just kind of put like society into this character. So that's where Drew Dredd came about. I've been thinking about this since about honestly like the summer of 2021. Been wanting to make a change since then. It's just I didn't know how to. I didn't know when to. And I wanted stuff to happen pretty fast, but you know, as things don't work that way. So I just got creative with it, waited, worked out a little bit, you know. yeah, just be creative with it and just basically a big puzzle, put everything together, and here we have Drew Dredd.
Yeah, it works because honestly, like your song, whenever you come out, the music, everything, it feels like you're on like that final boss mode. Like you're going against like the guy that's probably gonna make you like lose your life a couple of times, have to restart the game,
Have to
but you
get
have
your
it
older brother to
saved.
play it.
Like, huh?
Have to get your older brother to
Yeah,
beat
call the older brother to come and play it
it.
because you can't beat this boss. Like, it's a lot of good stuff, honestly. I'm excited
Oh,
to
thank you.
see more of it because, like I said, everything's spot on. Like the wait was really, really worth it to see.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's RCW. I'm beyond grateful and, you know, thankful for giving me that opportunity to present, you know, the new persona. At the end of the day, I kind of wish I had more time and more, I guess, room because I have a lot of new stuff that you haven't seen. So I am excited. So whatever next show I'm going to be at, I'm going to take that opportunity and just grab by its throat.
Yeah.
So again, this, I wish there was more time. That's all I got to say.
More time. More
Cool.
time.
We know at we'll know your next show, but one show you're gonna be at is March 5th at Simply Lost. They announced it, but didn't announce it. They put it on their TikTok, but like not on their other platforms. You'll be facing
Oh.
Braxton Hunter.
Oof.
Yeah.
How are you preparing for that match?
Oh, I'm super hyped. When I found out I was gonna face him, I was like, I put my hands together. I was like, oh, I'm getting ready to steal the show. I really don't care anymore. I'm just here to present my art. I'm here to take over, you know? So I am, me and him are gonna throw it down. It's not even gonna, it's not one of those, oh, restroom break. Hell no. You better have, you just gotta be ready for it. That's it. Just excited for it.
We were at the first Simply Lost show back in November. They
And
didn't have any restroom breaks on that show besides intermission. All the matches were great. This is their second one, so we're looking forward to it. I'll be making you and Braxton. I'll be making y'all's debut, so it's an important win. Whoever gets the win,
yeah, so they can
yes,
be
all I get is
undefeated.
W's.
Always have to get those W's. Hashtag Drew Dread Nation is what we're gonna be doing.
Dread
So
Nation.
Dread Nation, make it a shirt, whatever. It's
25% to you.
gonna start using the hashtag everywhere now, Dread Nation, and it's gonna work.
I'm definitely gonna be using that. Seriously, 25%.
We'll talk after. We'll talk after.
We'll talk. We'll talk. We'll talk.
Well, with the new character and everything, I hope there's like more promos coming. You said you need more time. Hopefully, it seemed like you changed up your in-ring work as well with
Yes.
Drew Dredd. You're more, I have the word in my head. More, I can't think of the
Excuse
word.
me.
I can't
What?
think of the word.
What?
Is it more aggressive or?
There you go. Aggressive. I couldn't fucking
Oh,
think
okay. For
of
the
the word.
that's a
You're more aggressive.
joke. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're more aggressive in
Yeah.
the ring, and you took on. You're supposed to take on Luigi Primo. Who I do that.
I
That character's
wanted to
funny.
see so badly because every time Luigi gets booked somewhere in San Antonio, whether it be a hybrid show or RCW, I never make it. So I'm like, man. And once he told me we're going to RCW, I was like, oh, fuck yes. I get to see two people that I've been dying to see. And then it happened. I was like, well, at least I'm still not disappointed because I still get Drew Dredd in this. So I'm okay with that. But, man.
You took on Jet Black, though. How was that, man?
You know, it was great. You know, Jet Black, you know, he's all right. But I was just there for Luigi, man. Again, I was going to have my statement made either way, who I was going to face, but I was really, you know, focused on releasing my statement to Luigi Primo, a dude. We had, you know, honestly, we had some great times tagging. We you know, we got some wins. I mean, because I got the pinfalls, I did previous stuff to the wrestlers for him to get the pinfall. It's whatever. But yeah, all he cared about was pizza dough. I wanted to win some championships, man. He's over here like, no, my dough needs more attention. I'm like, I don't know. Hey, he's y'all's favorite, but hey, he just needed some
I just wanted to see him.
He needed some adjustments on February 6th, and it just shows that he's scared. He's just scared, honestly. If he wasn't scared, he would have showed up, right? So,
yeah. Well, maybe the March 6th show.
Maybe.
Or maybe WrestleMania weekend. We may not know. He may pop up his head somewhere. We'll find out. Yeah.
Hopefully you get booked on WrestleMania weekend as well. That weekend's looking crazy. RCW's over there, hybrid, GCWA.
New Texas Pro. We got the Goals Night Out, Mecha Wolf's whole promotion or band, whatever is going on. What else is there?
WrestleMania,
but no one wants to go to that, you know? The show is independent shows going on around it. There's GCW as well, too. My God, like there's a lot going on that weekend. So maybe we'll see a lot of the Dredd going on in these weekends.
I'm very open to WrestleMania weekend. That's one of my goals right now, is trying to get on as many shows as I can around WrestleMania weekend, not just one show or two shows. No, as many as I can, because it's a big deal. It's like, you know, it's like everybody's WrestleMania. I mean, obviously, like you just said, nobody wants to go to WrestleMania. but that's just one of the goals right now. It's just have fun at WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you by chance booked at a show already?
No, I'm actually not. So that's why I'm open to whoever.
Well, I think you gotta make a generic post taking bookings for Mania weekend, or make a something. That's not generic.
Make a good ass promo and tag the promotions that you want to go, and then use the hashtag Dredd Nation. Yep. It's gonna work. I feel like, I mean, they're not seeing what we're seeing, and when they do, they'll realize, oh shit, I need them every booking, I need them every show, and it's gonna be fucking wild, like crazy ass shit. Excuse my language, but it's crazy ass shit.
No, for sure.
Before we end the interview, we have two last questions. One of them, what was your favorite moment of the Drew Who character, whether it was a match, promo, or anything?
Favorite moment. Wow. I think getting my first "This is awesome" chant. That is, or "Holy shit" chant. I got those two in one match, and that was awesome. And it was, I think it was a triple threat, and it was just, you know, like an awesome spot, and everybody was losing their minds. It was up with Atlas Wrestling Promotion, AWP in Uvalde, and dude, I was at that moment, I was like, just, you know, taking it all in, because I've always dreamed about hearing those chants, or I don't even care like if it's like, this is boring, I just want to hear a chant. You know, so to have that, you know, that reaction, and hearing it looking up into the lights like dead and you just hear that reaction, I'm like, all right, this is awesome. So that was honestly an awesome moment for me.
What was the match?
It was myself versus Pac Ortega versus Chip Garrison.
Yeah, check it out.
Nice.
On YouTube channel, so check it on there.
Yeah, nice triple threat match.
I think this is awesome. I think chants are really underrated. I don't hear wrestlers talk about them. I know at Hybrid this past Friday, what match were they chanting? This is awesome. Oh, Johnny Rocket versus Chase Owens.
Oh, yeah, that one, they got the this is awesome chant. And
both these wrestlers, what they were saying, but both these guys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
like that was my first chant. Like, this is awesome. That's obviously happened numerous times. It's just that one stuck out the most because it was just super loud. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even hear myself think or the referee talk. But I was like, I don't know what's going on. I can't hear shit besides like them chanting that. So that's why it stuck out to me, because it was just like speakers in my ears. So.
But yeah, the chants are very like underrated. Like a lot of the wrestlers really, I mean, it gives them like that motivation to get back up and do their shit and keep. Like a lot of y'all guys, I mean, a lot of them don't really talk about it as much, but it's good because, I mean, some of these shows that we go to, it's either like a very dead crowd or we're trying to keep the hype up. Hybrid's one of them that's like really high up there. And then I always like to bring, I always bring it up as local wrestling. If you've ever been or ever decided to go to a show, that crowd is fucking wild. Even though they're fucking high or fucking drunk, it's one of the two or both. Their crowd is super crazy. And then it's Hybrid and then GCWA. And like a lot of them go like super fucking hard. Yes. And there was a show that we always talk about, well, GCWA is when either Richie would come out or Marvel come out and you hear them booing and yelling at them. And he always says it is what brought him back into doing all of this stuff. Cause like, damn, the heat you can get, man, it's wild.
When I first started going heel, because I was face for a very long time. And I've always wanted to be heel. Maybe that's why I'm really confident in this, you know, new persona, because I've always wanted to be this person. And the first time I was able to be heel, oh, I had so much fun with it, and people hated me in Uvalde. Oh my God, I was like, okay, I did a good job. it was against Trinidad, and oh my. First of all, Trinidad, I was like, dude, you have nothing to worry about. And people loved him. Oh my God. I had to do a promo before our match. Again, like an open challenge thing, like I did Sunday. And I couldn't, it reminded me of that Roman segment after he beat Undertaker at WrestleMania. I legit would go like this, boo, boo. I'm like, I can't even say one word. I was like, damn. I was like, you know what? Bring out Trinidad, his music hit. I did like maybe two words. I couldn't even say anything.
All you need to say is open challenge. That's it.
Open challenge. All right,
that's it.
Bring it on. Yeah. That's it.
Just cut the BS and here's the open challenge.
Damn. So we're winding down now. We're going into our final question. And it's always a heart wrencher because it usually catches you guys off guard. Because it's not a question that's really always asked. So what's the legacy you want to leave behind inside or outside of the ring?
That is a hard hitting question. what do I want to leave behind? Man, honestly, I just want, you know, is this like wrestling related or just any?
Either or. Okay. What do you want to take it?
I just want to leave that I had a great personality. You know, over this past year, I've really changed personality, I believe. So that's what I want to leave behind, that, cause again, not everybody's perfect in this world, but, I just want to leave behind that, I'm a true down to earth person if you really get to know me. So Yeah, on the real, that's what I want to leave behind. And yes, wrestling standpoint, yes, that too. Because a lot of wrestlers, I've met a lot of wrestlers that are just playing dicks. But wrestling standpoint, dude, I just want to be the best. I'm not trying to be nice about it. I just want to leave a legacy that I was the best and I am the best. So.
When you said that, I was thinking of the song, "You're the Best Around." Oh, man. That was going to break me down.
I should have just said that. You know, just cut it and it would just go back to around.
Yeah. But this is a fun one. This is one for the books, for sure, for sure. Go ahead and plug in your socials and where you're actually going to be for promotions, your shows coming up.
Okay. All my social medias at Drew Dredd. Twitter is _@DrewDredd. Facebook, I have a Facebook page, Drew Dredd. We'll be at future promotions like Bulldog Ninja Wrestling, which is PPW. Atlas Professional Wrestling. AWP, RCW, that's pretty much it right now. You know, I'm still in the grind. So you can also look for booking arrangements at loadingdrewdredd@gmail.com. But yeah, it's been fun, guys.
You'll be at Simply Lost, like we said, March 5th. And I think that PPW
Simply Lost
April 23rd, I believe.
April 23rd,
yeah.
There's a lot of shows going on that day.
Yeah, we should be there. Hopefully, that's in Kingsville, which is like a 20-30 minute drive.
20-30 minute drive.
Easy.
Hopefully, we see you. I know there's a show, Atlas Wrestling Promotion. 19, which is a Saturday, I think.
Yeah.
I know Jesse James making his debut there. They have announced a few matches. We're looking forward to that. Maybe they'll have a Drew Dredd statement made. Maybe not. You're not on the card, but we'll see.
Well, you may never know. He shows up whenever, whatever time.
To face whoever.
Whoever.
But, yeah, that's pretty much it. Thanks for being on, man. We greatly appreciate it. Like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff down below. Stuff up here, whatever. And, we'll catch you guys next time. Peace, love, tacos.
Bye.
Peace.